Well, good morning, boys and girls. I'm so glad to see all of you here this morning. Now, I want you to raise your hand if you've ever gotten mad. Have you ever gotten mad? I've gotten mad before. Have you ever gotten mad? Yep. I bet if we asked all these people out here too, they would all say that they have gotten mad at some point. And if you have a brother or a sister, I bet that at some point you have gotten in trouble for getting mad because you have yelled at them and then you got in trouble. And your parents probably sent you to your room to cool down. What happens to all of us? And when you get mad, your face may turn red. You may feel like you've got so much energy in you that you're just going to explode. And then sometimes you start to yell. And then you say things that can be pretty hurtful. Sometimes when we get really mad and we yell, we say things that we don't mean, and we say pretty hurtful things that hurt the feelings of the person that we're yelling at. And then after we have calmed down, we feel bad about those things, and hopefully we ask them for forgiveness, but we regret those things. We feel bad about them. Well, God knows that sometimes we get mad. And the writers of the Bible knew that sometimes people get mad. And so they wanted to tell us what we should do. And in the book of James, James tells us that we should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Here's the thing. How many ears do you have?
Two.
How many mouths do you have?
One.
That means you have twice as many ears as you have a mouth, right? That's what that means. So that means that you should listen twice as much as you talk, right? That's not always what happens though, is it? So here's the thing. Sometimes we get mad at people because we didn't listen to all that they had to say. Sometimes they say one thing that makes us mad and we don't hear anything else. And we get mad and we yell, and maybe they were going to explain it so then we wouldn't be mad. Sometimes when we get mad and we yell at people, are we showing God's love when we yell at people?
No.
We're not, are we? Here's the thing. I don't know if God ever gets mad at us or not, but I do know that God is quick to forgive. Whatever we do, God is quick to forgive us. So I don't think God gets mad at us because he is quick to forgive us and he gives us grace. And here's the thing. God wants us to share that grace with other people too. God wants us to share his grace and his love with others. So the next time you get mad, and it may happen this week, the next time you get mad, take a deep breath, count to 10, and do your best not to yell at somebody. Pray and ask God for help if you really feel like you just want to yell about something. And give that other person grace, because we need grace and so do they. So now we are going to pray, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for being quick to forgive us. Help us to be quick to forgive others too. Help us to listen more than we talk. Help us to calm down when we get mad. And remind us to share your grace with others. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.